Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir, in the beginning of Siman Shin Samech Vav, we are on page 458. Siman Shin Samech Vav is Din Erev L'Chatzer Shehar Ben Yadam Dorimbo. The halachos of the Erev of a Chatzer where many people live there. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Chatzer Shehar Ben Batim Sukhim L'Sokhov. You have a Chatzer with many houses open to that chatzer. So Asru Chachomim L'Talto Mibateyim L'Chatzer Achi Arbu. Chazal Asr, carrying from each individual house to the joint area of the chatzer until you make an Eruv. The Hainu Shegovin Pas Mikol Bayis Ubayis. They collect bread from each and every house. V'Nosnim Oso Be'echa Mibatei HaChatzeros. And you place all the bread from all the houses into one of the houses of the chatzer. Shayidei kach anu roin ki ilu kulan darim ba'osa bayis. Through everyone putting their bread into one house, we view it as if everyone lives in that one house. Uki ilu kala chatzer miyuchal osa bayis, and we view it as if the entire chatzer is designated for that house. So till now, what we've been discussing in the Shulchan Aruch is the halacha of the arba reshuyos and making it into an enclosed area, which then allows an eruv. But now we're discussing the halachas of the actual eruv itself, and we will look at note number one, where he gives a very short hakdama to the zin of eruv chatzeros. Min haTorah asur lahotzi mirshus hayachal l'rishus harabim, as we see many times. Midaraisa, it is forbidden to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Rabin. Ubash Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom. Shlomo HaMelech came, the Gozar Isser Hotzah Mikol Rishus to Rishus Acheres. He asked carrying from any Rishus to another Rishus. Shema Yavol Lahutzi Mirishus HaYachol Rishus Rabin. So Shlomo HaMelech extended the Isser Daraisa. Daraisa, you can't carry from Rishus HaYachol to Rishus Rabin. Shlomo HaMelech went and included that and broadened it that you can't carry from any Rishus to another Rishus. But from one chatzer to another chatzer, we'll see there are cases where it's mutter. Similarly, Shlomo HaMelech instituted this idea of an eruv chatzeros. Through an eruv chatzeros, you're allowed to carry from one house to another house. And from one house to a chatzer. Because of this, takana Shlomo HaMelech, a baskel came out from Shemayim and said, Bini, imchocham libecha, yismach libi gam oni. My son, if your heart is wise, so my heart rejoices as well that Hashem came out with a baskol, saying that he was very happy with this takana that Shlomo HaMelech said. So let's see the Mishaburas of Katan Aleph Shahar Bebatim. So again, we have a chatzer with many houses open to the chatzer. Shel anoshim miyuchadim, a very important point. Each house belongs to a separate person. So many people are living in their own houses around a joint chatzer. So chazal asur carrying mibateim lechatzer. Note 2 points out, v'chein lahachnis mechatzer lebatim. It's both ways. You can't carry from your house to the chatzer or from the chatzer to your houses. You also can carry from one house of person A to another house of person B in the same chatzer. Or if it's in one mavui, even if the mavui is fixed, like we've been discussing, to allow you to carry, that is only going to be permissible if there is an eruv that is there that matters the carrying. The time because that, the reason for all this, the gozru shalom lahutzi mirshusa l'rishus chadero, chazal aser, carrying from your rishus to your friend's rishus, kedei de lo leisei lafuke mirshus hayachol rishus harabim. Again, the whole reason for this is to carry from your house to the chatzer, your house to your friend's house, is all a gzeir the rabbonim, that you might come to carry from rishus hayachol to rishus harabim, which isn't isa daraisa. Ubechatzer gufa mutter l'taltel bekulo. So this is a very important point. The Isser is carrying from your house to the Chatzer. But within the Chatzer itself, you are allowed to carry. V'afilu mechatzer l'chatzer nami mutter. Even from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, you're also allowed to carry. The lo gazru bazer rabbanon. The rabbanon would never gozer on this. Uke l'kavon b'simen shin ayin beis. We'll see more about that later on. But a few important points. Number one is note number 5. Why is it that they asked to carry from your house to the chatzer as a gzeira that you might carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't make a gzeira on carrying in the chatzer itself, where that might that maybe that should be a gzeira that you might carry for Amos in Rosh Hashanah? So if you in the chatzer like a Rosh Hashanah, so you can't carry from your house to the chatzer because it resembles Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you should also not be allowed to carry in the chatzer because it resembles carrying in Rosh Hashanah. So says note number 5. Why didn't Chazal make this zera as well? Writes the Prisha, Shechotzer shehi mukefes mechitzos domel or shayochid. In truth, a chotzer is surrounded, as we've been discussing, with four walls. So it's like a rishus ayochid, v'lo yavo litos badavar. You're not going to make a mistake if you're carrying freely in a chotzer that you're going to carry in a rishus rabbin. V'rak shelo lahutzi me'abayis l'chotzer gazru. They only answer carrying from a house to a chotzer, shebazeh yesh mokom litos. That's a place where you can make a mistake. Kevan sheklape habayis, dome ha'chotzer lo rishus rabbin. Going from a house to a chotzer resembles going to a larger area, so it resembles going to a rishus rabbin. But just when you're in the chotzer, carrying the chotzer, you're surrounded by four walls, it does not resemble a rishus rabbin, and therefore, says the Prisha, they did not make this gzera. So though you can't carry from a house to the chotzer, you can carry within the chotzer, but a very important shayra tzion os dalet, and we'll discuss this in great length later on, hainu kelim shevshasu b'chotzer. That which we're saying over here in the Mishabura, you can carry four amos within the chutzer, or more, that is only kelim that started off Shabbos in the chutzer. But a kli that was brought from the house to the chutzer, that you can't carry in the chutzer. That you're limited. It's a big machlokas Rishonim brought over here in note number 7. Is that only when the kli was brought from the house to the chutzer be'isser, then you can't carry it more than four amos in the chutzer? Or even if it was carried the hefter, let's say you're wearing a jacket from your house to the chutzer, that's 100% fine. You took your jacket off in the chutzer, can you now carry that jacket in the chutzer more than four amos? Do we say it started off Shabbos in the house, so it's aser? Or do we say no, even though it started off in the house, but it was brought to the chutzer, but there a heter, therefore it's like any kli that started Shabbos in the chutzer that you are allowed to carry freely in the chutzer. But that is this point that we're going to discuss later on in Mirtza Hashem in greater detail in Shin Hayim Beis. But what we're saying right here is that the Isra that Chazal made is from Rishus HaYachid, your house, to the chutzer, but not carrying within the chutzer kelim that started off Shabbos in the chutzer. Sefkoton Gimel. So we said if you made an Erev Chatzeros, everyone puts their food into one person's house, so that joins everyone together. The Mechaber said, Sha'ayidei kach, we view it ki'ilu, everyone's living in that house. Says the Mishabura, Sefkatan Gimel, de'ikr di'rosho shel odem b'mokum shepito sham, the main dwelling place of the person is where his bread is. So if the bread is joined together in one house, it's ki'ilu, everyone lives there, and ki'ilu, the rest of the chatzer, is miyuchad for that house. The katan dalin. Kamo shehizbiya Rambam v'zeh l'shono, like the Rambam explains, this is a quote of the Rambam. She is arvu b'machal echad. They should join together, make an erev, which means mixing together, with one food, shemanichin oso mi'erev Shabbos, that they put down from before Shabbos. Kolomra means to say, shekulanu mo'ravin, we're all mixed together, v'ochal echad l'kulanu, and there's one food for everyone, v'ein kol echad mimenu cholek rishmi chaveru, and none of the people that contributed to the erev separates his rishus from anyone else. Ella, rather, kishem sheyad kulanu shava b'makum zeh. The same way we all are equal in our hand in this place, shenishol kulanu, which remains for all of us, kach yad kulanu shava b'chol makum sheochas kol echad la'atzmo. So too, we're equal in anyone's private rishus, any other area that he has within this area. V'harei kulanu rishus echad. It's all considered one big rishus. Uvemaisa hazeh lo yavo litos uvedamo shemuter lahotzi ulahachnis mershus hayochel rishus rabbi akam l'shono. That's the end of the Rambam. The Rambam says through making this Erev Chatzeros where everyone puts food into one house, it joins everyone together and you will no longer be concerned that someone's going to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Since everyone here is partners, they're all like one team in that house and the Nela in the whole Chatzer, that's the logic behind the Erev Chatzeros, which joins the entire Chatzer, all the houses together, and then you can carry freely from house to house, from house to Chatzer, and everything is mutter. Says the Mechaber Vaitis the Beis, Yoshvei Ohalim. Now we're extending it besides a classic case of a chutzer, which they used to have a chutzer in the middle of a bunch of houses. So beyond that, Yoshvei Ohalim, those who are living in tents in the desert, O sukos, or they're living in huts, O machaneh shekifua mechitza, or some kind of, we'll see, like soldiers that are encamping and they're surrounded by a wall. So ein metatlin me'oel lo'oel achia v'kulam. So even though they're surrounded by a wall together, you can't carry from tent to tent unless you make this Erev Chatzeros as well. Besides being in a chatzer, it's any other area that you enclose where people are living individually, and there's a joint area in between. They also require an Erev. Avol, Shayara, a caravan, people that are traveling, they're not settled in one place. Sheikifula Mechitza. So they stopped overnight and they surrounded their area with a mechitza. Ain't Srichim La'arith. They do not need an Erith. Lefisha Kulam Oravim, they're all considered mixed together. The Ain Osam Ohalam Kulam Lahem. Those tents that they're in are not Kavua. So basically we'll see the Mishabur now. We're gonna stop there in the Mechaber. But the Mechaber says, if you are living there on a more permanent basis, so then it requires an Erev Chatzeros. But if you're traveling, you're just stopping overnight, and you have a wall around you, in that case, you would not need an Erev Chatzeros. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei. Yoshvei Ohalim, Kegon Shochnei Midbarios VeKadoma. People that are living in the desert or similar things. Sif Katan Vav, Omachen, or a camp. Mekom Chaniyo Shel Anshei Chayolos, a place where the soldiers are encamping, al pnei asada, on the field, shekorim v'shalenu lager, that we call in our language a lager, v'ayim v'alocha. Sefkotan zayin shekifu ha-mechitza, they surrounded themselves with mechitza, v'atzalom ha-shoyu mechitza gavol asara tfachim. There was a proper wall that's 10 tfachim high, makefes saviv ha-oalim v'asukos. So you have a wall 10 tfachim high surrounding all these tents or all these booths. They are not allowed to carry in that area that's joint or between tent to tent unless they have an erichatzeru, sefkotan ches. Not only from tent to tent, like the Mechaber says, even from each individual tent to the chatzer in the middle, the hainu lo'oso shetach shul besocha mechitza. It's not really a chatzer over here, because they're standing, maybe they're in the desert, but the area that is joined together between them, that's called the chatzer. They can't carry to that joint area unless they make an eruv, so cut and test. For the same reason we said, if you're going to carry from your individual OL to the joint area, you might come to carry from Rosh Hashanah or Shiravim. That was included in this Zera, that you need to make an Erev Chatzeros. Aval Shiora, Sivkotan Yud, Orchas Anoshim Ha'ochim Derech Midbar. These are not people that are living in the desert, they're people that are traveling through the desert. So they're only encamping temporarily. They surrounded themselves by a wall. And inside that area that's surrounded, there are tents. Each one has their individual tent. There they do not need an eruv. Why? They're all considered mixed together. Pirish. These are not tents that they're set in for living permanently. It's just very temporary. While they're stopping to rest, so they put up tents, that's not considered a real makom dira, and therefore each individual tent is not considered a separate dwelling. It's like they're all living in one house and they do not need an eruv. So that is what the Mechaber is telling us over here in Sebeis. When you live in any kind of hut, you would need an Erev. But if you're just traveling and temporarily stopping over to rest, then you would not need an Erev. It's mamish the same setup as the people that are living there, but you're only traveling, it's only temporary for one night, and you would not need an Erev. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Bir Alocha, the Ayin the Bir Agro. Here he flips the whole sif around. The Bir Agro writes, Shehevi b'shem mefarshim shechokim al zevid item. They argue on this mechaber, and their opinion is the ohalim shebashyara, the exact opposite. The tents that are in the caravan, where you're just stopping over temporarily, tsrichim eruv. That's when you do need an eruv. V'shebemachan epeturim eruv. But when you're really encamped there on a more permanent basis, then you're potter from an eruv. Achshyara lo miki rakshu pavas me'asara. But the shyara is only called if it's less than 10 people. U'me'asara lumala nechlolim b'shemachana. Once it's 10 or more, then it's already called b'shem. So the Gemara brings the Shita that says the opposite of the Mechaber, but we will stop here for tonight and continue tomorrow with Hashem with the Ramah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.